Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Hei in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Zayin, starting Amud Aleph in the second line. The Gemara discusses now the psukim that you use for Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros. Says the Gemara, Eloikus, meaning a pasuk who mentions the word Eloikim. Oilim loy l'shem Malchus, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is one of the psukim of Malchus, that's fine. That's not Malchus, it's not one of the Pesukim of Malchus. Eloikus u'malchus, if it's mentioned the same Pasuk, Eloikim and Melech, Oilum loy mishum shnaim, divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Girsa of Rabbi Chaim. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda that says that Eloikus is the name of Melech, is he says if you have Eloikus and Melech, yeah, that means it's two Malchus over here. It's two mentioning of the word Melech. Rabbi Yosoimer ain't a Oilim. Rabbi Yosel Shitas Oid, the Eloikus is not a Melech. So, Yemele, if it says Eloikim and Melech, it's only one. It says the Gemara, Zamru Elohim Zameiru. Zamru Lemelkeinu Zameiru. That's an example of a pasuk that says Eloikim and it says Melech. Oyun Loi Mishum Shnaim, Divi Rabbi Yudo. Rabbi Yudo holds that these are considered to be two Melechs. That's the example. Yosoimer ain't a Oilim. And this Rabbi disagrees. Abzei Rabbi. Bei u de betrei pligin, u bei le garmei pligin. Are they arguing only in this pasuk, or are they arguing in the next pasuk? The next pasuk says, ki melech kol ha'aretz Elohim. Is that considered to be two according to Rabbi Yehuda? We're not referencing the melech and Elohim separately. It goes together. Is it considered to be two according to Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, mimad etanya kol moidi. Everybody agrees in the third pasuk. Be molech Elohim al goyim. It says, Elohim was a king on Goyim. Shehu Echot, that's one, because we really is talking about one verb, that Elohim is a melech. Hadom ra, bei with the batrei pligin. Mashra, in the third pasuk, there's no machlekes. But the first two psukim that we mentioned is the machlekes of Yudah Abiyasi, is the two names of Malchus, only one name of Malchus. Meaning, Rabbi Yudah holds that both psukim are two names. Continues the Gemara, so sharim rasheichim v'inosu pischa oilom. It says over there, v'yavoy melech hakovoid, mi ze melech hakovoid. Then it says, so sharim rasheichim su pischa oilom. So harishoim mishim echod, v'asheini mishim shnaim, kisto Rav Chaim is divi Rabbi Yosi. So according to Rabbi Yosi, when it says, so sharim rasheichim v'inosu pischa oilom, v'yavoy melech hakovoid, mi ze melech hakovoid, that's all the same thing, that's one. But the second one, after it says Miz Melech HaKovid, it says Hashem Tzavokus Hu Melech HaKovid Tzelo. So it says again Melech HaKovid. There even Rabbi Yosi agrees this is two. Rabbi Yudo Aimer Arisha Mishum Shnaim. Because according to Rabbi Yudo, you count Melech more easily. And because it says Yovo Melech HaKovid, Miz Melech HaKovid, that's already two. Vashani Mishum Shloisha, because then it says again that Hashem Tzavokus Hu Melech HaKovid Tzelo. So that's going to be three times mentioning the word Melech. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui Yoimer imamar and shalosh shotza. The Mishnah says if he said three, he's yoytze. Having in some memory we thought means shalosh mikol echod echod. That he said three psukim in a Torah, three psukim in a Nevim, three psukim in a Ksuvim, instead of saying 10 of each one. Ashkan Tani, but then we find a Brayer that says clearly I feel shalosh mikulam yotze. He said only one pasuk from Torah, one pasuk from Navi, one pasuk from Ksuvim. That's enough to be yoytze. Ein maskirim zikorin u'malchus v'shevesh l'peronus. You don't mention a pasuk, which is a peronus. More brings examples. Zikorin d'chtiv, oysom zocher Hashem. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu that Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers Am Yisrael doing over the Zoro. Malchus d'chtiv, chay ani nu m'shem l'kim u'loi b'yad chazoko. There it says, v'chim eshfuchem lo'ich avleichem. When Am Yisrael doesn't want Kadosh Baruch Hu to be their king, he forces them to be his, he's going to be the king. And shevet d'chtiv, kikol shevesh shamati nafshi tru'as milchomo. Referring to the Churban, so these are psukim of Puranos. And then it says, if he was mashlim with the pasuk of the Torah, he was yotze. Says the Gemara, oh, ma, l'shova, b'tchila loy. Mashlim, if he did it, it's okay. But not that he should do it l'chatchila. So the Gemara, the way you have to read the Mishnah is, it's a must. You have to end the last pasuk, should be min ha'Torah. Meaning, when you have the Pesukim of Malchus, Zechariah, and Shofros, you say three Minat Torah, three Minat Ksuvim, three Minat Nevi'im, and you end with one Pasuk Minat Torah. Halacha Ches Zog the Mishnah. Ho'ibe Lifnei HaTeva B'yom Tov Shosh Hashanah. When someone is going Lifnei HaTeva, meaning he's got the Chazan in front of the Tzibur, Hasheni matkia. Meaning tkia shofar is musaf. So you have two bali tefilo, one for shachris, one for musaf. Who does tkia shofar? Tkia shofar is happening during musaf. Or b'shas halel, meaning when you have days that you say halel, harishon makris halel. Halel is part of shachris, not part of musaf. So what is the reason we have to get shofar and musaf and an shachris? Because there was a story. Pamachas toku barishayno. Beginning, they used to the blue shofar in the beginning in shachris. For your soinim svurim, and the haters, meaning the enemies, thought shema aleim molchim. They thought maybe they're blowing shofar to start a war. So they came and killed everybody. So they decide to move Tkia Shofar to Musaf. What does that help? Now the enemies, I mean, the goyim, see them saying Shema. Umatzim and davening. And then they read the Torah. Umatzim davening again Musaf. And then they blow Shofar in the Omrim and Musim in the Nasikim. So they say Amiso is busy with their prayers and they don't think that they're starting a war. So the Gemara of Omaf Halal Kane. Why do we say Halal in Shachris? Why don't we say Halal in Musaf? So the Gemara lays kol amatamon, meaning if you wait for Musaf to do Halal, many times people leave before that, they won't do Halal. So the Gemara of Omaf Petkiya Ken lays kol amatamon. They say the same thing by Rosh Hashanah. You're waiting with Kiya Shefer until Musaf, maybe people won't be there. So the Gemara daf Chofeh Amud Beis Omaf Yoyin Oksiv Oysi Yoyim Yidroishun. There's 2 days that Am Yisrael Doi V'Shakosh Baruch Hu. What are these 2 days? So Tkiya V'Arova. Tkiya Shofar, meaning Rosh Hashanah, V'Arova Hoshana Rabo. These 2 days, nobody leaves early. They stay till the end. So the Rav Shuben Levi, B'Shem of Alexander, Shom Alom Min Hador, you learn from the following, that you do Tkiya Shofar after Musaf, because it says, Shimo Hashem Tzedek Zu Kriya Shema. Tzedek refers to Kriya Shema. Hakshiva Rino sees a Rino in Toiro, Kriya Sa Toiro. Hazinut filo, sinut filo, that's davening. But lo yisiv se mir mo zu musuf, nakos musuf. B'chaim poitzea, that mashra over here, they're reading the Torah before shachris. Machti batrei, milfonecho mishpoti yetze. After you do all that, then you have the mishpot, then you blow the shofar. Umavacha ba popo komer av zeiro, shani hi shemitzes ayim b'musuf. Meaning, the korbanus of the day comes in the musuf. So the tkiyas we do in musuf. And as the Gemara explains, umar tachlifu kisarayo, the Pesukim says this way, Yom Tshuah v'asisim. So Yom Tshuah and you do the Korbanos. So you see the Korbanos and the Shofar come together. He says a drosho. Chol Korbanos k'siv v'hi kravtim. All the Korbanos says you should be makriv. V'kamber Rosh Hashanah k'siv v'asisim. Different loshon, asisim. What's the, why the loshon changes? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mikvad shenichnastim l'din l'fonei Rosh Hashanah. Come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to din. And your zoyche b'din, ma'alan yalechem kilo nivreisim b'riyo chadosh, as if you were reborn. And that's v'asisim, v'asisim is atzvechem. The Gemara brings a similar drasha, m'shashim b'shem avidi b'chol korbonus k'siv chet, when it speaks about the korbonus, it mentions chet, sir izim lechatos, u'bat seres en k'siv chet, but by shvuos it doesn't say chet. Once you receive Torah, you accept it on yourself Torah, as if you never sinned in your life. Pay attention to the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. Shavuos is as if it never sinned, and Rosh Hashanah is as if they were reborn. Halokotes zog de mishta. Shofar Rosh Hashanah ein ma'avim olovis atchum. You don't go out of the tchum to hear the shofar. Ve'im mifakhim olovis agal. You're not allowed to take, if there were stones that piled up, you're not allowed to pick up the stones in order to get to the shofar, even though it's only Esau Derabana. You're not allowed to climb a tree. You're not allowed to run an animal. You're not allowed to take a boat on the water. Again, all these Isurim are Isur Derabana. You're not allowed to cut the shofar. Not anything which is Isur Derabana to do. Not anything which is their rights, have a license to do it. If he wants to put wine or water into the shofar to make the voice clearer, then he could do it. We don't stop the children from blowing shofar, but we busy with them until they learn. As we'll see in the Gemara, it means the little children, so we don't come, we're not busy with them. We don't stop them, we're not busy with them. But the ones which got to the age of chinuch, so you're busy with them to teach them. Famisasek lo yotzo. Someone who blows shofar with isasek didn't have an intention to blow shofar. He's not yotze. Vashemiyam minim isasek lo yotzo. Someone who listens to one of his isasek is also not yotze kia shofar. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is bothered by the fact that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do a shvus, which is derabanan, and now Lois says which is deraiso. Of course, if you can't do derabanan, of course you can't do deraiso. So what changes the gears? We're using the gears of Rav Chaim Kini Masnitsa, the way you have to read the Mishnah. Also, Mishum Loisa Sevishus. Yosu Deraisa, and a Derabonin is also to cut the Shofar. Continues the Gemara to speak about the end of the Mishnah. Mablozo Masnitsa Begodoil, Beyonta Shoshashana Shechel Beshabbos. Meaning, he's coming to explain what seems to be a contradiction in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says we don't stop the children from blowing mashal, we're not busy with them. Then it says, but misaskim behem. The answer is, if he's already a gadol, meaning he got to the age of chinuch, then you're busy with him, even when Shoshana falls on Shabbos. Continues with Avchavov and Mudalev, Etani Ken, we find a bright this way. Mislam dim liskoya b'Shabbos, we teach them to blow shofar even on Shabbos, for kids, they reach the age of chinuch. But the young children, we don't stop them from blowing, but we're not going to be busy to teach them, even when it's not Shabbos, even a regular yomtiv. So that's the difference between a young child or a child who reached the age of chinuch. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Hei.